what's next. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Our final pre-service music, we should time that out next time. Our final pre-service music is Let There Be Peace on Earth, and there will be words up on the screen, and we invite you to sing that with us.
Let there be peace.
Trinity, one God, who sends the Word with angels, who is made flesh among all peoples, and who breathes peace on all the earth. In Christ, we are bold to name our sin, to cry out for peace. And let us take a moment for silence and self-examination of our sins. Holy God, we confess our sin before you. We replace compassion with competition. We seek what is mighty while ignoring the meek. We are quick to anger, but slow to forgive. We have not put on love and harmony with you. Wrap us in the grace of your powerful word. Swaddle our hearts with your peace, that all we do in word and deed may reflect your love born among us. Amen. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. God has come among us in the child born of Mary, Jesus Christ the Lord. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that here on earth, we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence in the last days, wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
Good evening. Merry Christmas, church. Our first reading is from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at harvest. As people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire, for a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to read responsively with me Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless him.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and great is his grace. He is to be revered among all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples that are good.
Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
Before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Our second reading is from Titus, the 2nd chapter. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passion, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for the good deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. One church service each year. One. That was it. No, that was not the number of church services I went to each year. I went, I think, every Sunday. My mom made sure of that. I think that's why she's here today, making sure I showed up. No, one is the number of church services each year that I actually enjoyed attending. I know, right? I'm not supposed to say that as a pastor, am I, right? Anyone want to guess which service it is that I really liked going to? Anyone want to guess?
Easter.
Use your context clues, my man. Christmas Eve. Now, anyone want to guess why? This is, what, say that again? I didn't have to get up early. That's nice. That is true. But also, it is on this night that I got to go to church and hold a flaming stick of wax. That's right. Now, the sermons on those nights, I can't remember any of those sermons. I have no idea what was said in those sermons. Probably something about Jesus being born, you know, the normal. But the candlelight part of the service, I remember that. And it wasn't just because, as an 8-year-old, I got to play with fire in church. I mean, that certainly helped, but it was more than that. I was beginning, even at a young age, to grasp that something profound and holy, something more, was taking place right then and there as I held that candle. as if the candle I held was more than a candle, and the flame was more than a flame. On Christmas Eve, we do something different here. Something different happens in this place on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, the light doesn't rest up front anymore. I mean, we're pretty particular about where we keep our light in this church. We have the candles, and we keep them all up here. But on Christmas Eve, we do something a little bit differently, don't we? The light from the Christ candle, you know, this one, the one right here in the center, the light from the Christ candle, maybe I can get it to light without burning down the church. The light from this candle comes to us, right? We receive Christ's light. One candle at a time until the entire sanctuary is aglow in that light, a light that no darkness can overcome. This is the night that we indeed celebrate the mystery and the wonder of the incarnation. God is not holy and separate, kept up here away from us in these candles. No. God, Emmanuel, God is with us. This is not some abstract idea. This is as real and concrete as this candle and this flame that I now hold in my hand. On this night, we hold Christ's light as a reminder of God's yes to the world. But I want to demonstrate this. I need a volunteer, and I have to warn you, you're going to be standing up here with me for a bit. So I just need one volunteer. This is not going to work, and I will just wait until I get a volunteer. I can wait. Okay. Here you go. All right, Lydia. With that candle, go ahead and light that from the Christ candle. Not any of the other ones, light that from the Christ candle. Go ahead. Did she light it yet? Why haven't you lit the candle? The candle's not lit. Well, so you can't make that light just appear? No. Without Jesus, it seems that your candle remains dark. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because there's simply no light for you to receive from that Christ candle. Now, Lydia, I would love to light this candle here for you because, I don't know, it's got to be a little uncomfortable and weird for you to stand up here on Christmas Eve with a candle that's not lit. I would love to light that candle for you. And I'm sure you would love it if I lit that candle for you. But there's a problem. I can't give you that light. I am not Mary's firstborn son. I am not the good news of great joy that is given to all people. I am not the Messiah. I am not the child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. And I am not the light of the world. I'm pretty great, but I'm not the light of the world, aren't I? Never mind. Now, do you know who is the light of the world? Hey, Jesus is the light of the world. All right. I don't like the Christ candle being out on Christmas, so I need this to be... Ben, will you relight this Christ candle for us? All right, Ben, you're going to play the role of God here. So go get some light. But you're not going to light it until I read this. You ready? As I read this verse, you're going to light it. You ready? And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger. That's right, Ben. You played the role of God, you know, light incarnate on this earth. Well done, Lydia. You're still failing. Your candle still remains unlit, sorry to say. Now, this light, this is God's yes to all the people. In him, all the people have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. But no one knows yet. Mary and Joseph, they're hanging out in Bethlehem with the infant Jesus, but no one else knows. So God sends some people to tell some other people. You'd think God would announce Jesus' birth to those who occupy the palaces and the thrones and all those halls of power, to those with influence and those with followers, those who could get the word out to the world quickly, right? But instead, God first proclaims God's yes to dingy, dirty, smelly field dwellers, those shepherds, those irrelevant, those not influential, to the terrified shepherds, the angel proclaims, I am bringing you good news of great joy. Go and see the one who is born this day in the city of David. So they're like, cool, we're in. And they go. They go in search of this Messiah and this Savior, this baby lying in a feed trough. Probably not too many of them. And they find him, just as the angel said they would. And what's amazing is they believe, not because they understand everything that is taking place here, but because God takes hold of them and pulls them into God's yes. All right, Lydia. Now, do you think you can receive the light from the Christ candle? Why don't you go and do that? Yeah, she is tall enough. Good. Cool. Now your job is to stand there and hold it and not light the church on fire. But here's the thing. Does the light stop there? No. The angel had said to the shepherds, after all, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. When the shepherds saw Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger, they made known what had been told them about this child. This becomes a spontaneous outpouring of joy from the shepherds. They couldn't contain the good news that they received. It just burst forth from them. It flowed from them. It spread like a wildfire. Or perhaps if you're in a church sanctuary, it spread like candlelight. I need a few more volunteers. Come on, come on. I'll take three. Yes, and bring a candle with you. Liz, no? Okay, fine. All right, I will accept one more volunteer. Dennis is coming. Dennis is coming. He's got this. Thank you. Now, as I read this part, I think you know what to do. And all who heard this story were amazed at what the shepherds told them. The good news spread. Lydia, you always tilt. Never mind. The good news from the shepherds spread. The light that is being held before us, that these four hold, this is God's yes made visible. It is Christ's light. It came from that Christ candle. Remember, when that candle was not lit, neither was our shepherd's candle lit. They are holding Christ's light. It is Christ's light for them, for those who are holding it, sure. But to be clear, it is not their light. just as it wasn't the shepherd's light. The shepherds are, of course, they are part of this story, just as we are part of this story, but they are not the they are not the light. I'm sorry. You're not the light, Dennis. I'm sorry. My dear siblings in Christ, we are not the light. Rather, they and we are bearers of Christ's light, bearers of God's, yes, made known in a dark world that needs a light that no darkness can possibly overcome. What we see before us is Christ's light. It's Christ's light magnified for us and for all the world. These dirty, smelly, mangy shepherds are unimpressive. Too much? Unimpressive and ill-prepared. They have no business bearing God's light to the world. And yet, God calls them. And God's yes carries them into the world. Neither are we prepared. Neither are we worthy to bear this light into the world. We, like the shepherds, we are unimpressive and ill-prepared. And some of us are even dirty and smelly and mangy. Let you decide if that counts you. But remember, this isn't about us. We do not go out and proclaim our yes to the world. This is God's yes that we're proclaiming. This is God's light that is getting proclaimed here. This is God's good news of great joy for all people. As we leave this place, we do so as those who have received God's light, who have received God's promised yes, and we make known what has been told us about this child in both word and deed as we go. As those who have received this light, Christ's light, Christ goes out with us into the places of darkness. This light, Christ's light, it does not stay in this sanctuary. It does not stay up here in the front, this nicely, beautifully decorated front of this church. Christ's light does not stay up here. Emmanuel does not stay here. Emmanuel, God with us, never leaves us. It's kind of in the name, right? God with us, Emmanuel leaves here with us. This light, Christ's light, Emmanuel, accompanies us both in the messy and in the merry of this world. So I say to you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, our Lord. God's yes in the flesh that no darkness will ever overcome. Not just here on one church service each year, but Emmanuel, God with us, out there, everywhere, every single day. Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you can blow them out now. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe
in one God, the Father Almighty.
Empowered by the good news of Christ's birth, let us pray boldly for the church, for creation, and for all who are in need.
Gathering God, you bring your people from every corner of the earth together before the manger that you made a throne. Unite the church in love as we rejoice in the good news of your coming. We give thanks for our partnership with St. Paul's and North Robinson. And we pray for renewed relationships with Trinity Lutheran and Galleon, that together we may bear witness to your love in our communities and to the end of the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Shepherding God, you lead us to your love in the face of our neighbor. Send us into the world that your word made flesh in one another, especially those who are sick or struggling. We lift this night to you, Sally, Ed, Jack Jr., Pastor Tim, Jeff, Tony, Kyle, Marlene, Chloe, Linda, Mike, the family and friends of Gloria, those on our long-term homebound, assisted living, and limited mobility prayer lists, for those who we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Teresa, hear us, O God.
Mercy is great. Transforming God, the world trembles amid violence and war. Empower our hands, feet, and hearts with your spirit to shatter the rod of the oppressor and turn swords into plowshares. We pray for all places of the war and conflict, especially Ukraine and Russia, Gaza and Israel, Sudan. Guide the leaders of these nations and communities with wisdom, restraint, and courage, that they may seek justice, pursue peace, and protect the vulnerable. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. We continue worship at this time with our gifts and our offerings.
Let us pray. God of glory, great are your wonders among us, and many are the blessings you bestow. Use us and these gifts for the needs of the world, that all the ends of the earth may rejoice in your saving grace. Through Christ our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. Make your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Come to the table where all is ready. Receive the word of God incarnate.
Thank you. This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Incarnate God, you're among us at this table. May we treasure this gift and ponder in our hearts the mystery of your presence. Move us to discover the wonders of your love in the everyday moments of our lives. Through Christ born to us. Amen.
Amen. At this time, I will read the Gospel of the Incarnation, and someone, I don't care who, will get the light from the Christ candle, please. And then we will pass it out to the congregation as the lights dim. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Oh,
glory to God in the highest.
And peace to God's people on earth.
Go in joy. Embody God's redeeming grace.
We will. Thanks be to God.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I was going